Hello. I have had a tried to make it a positive experience during COVID. I am a environmental educator, so for decades I've been trying to get people outside to unplug, to get away from digital media, and it's a hard, slow battle to get that, but the pandemic actually pushed people outside who ordinarily didn't go outside. So I was very busy during the pandemic taking people outside and teaching them outside because we couldn't go inside at all. And I feel like I was in a very good place and a very good profession at that moment because I love being outside more than anything, of places to be, and I could share that with other people who weren't as comfortable. And I derived a lot of joy out of doing that. And I also slowed down a lot instead of walking fast outside. Every day, that's all we could do was go outside for a few months. And so during the lockdown, my husband and I would say, okay, where are we going today? And I tried to go to a different place every day instead of walking the same path. I wanted to walk a different new place every day. And I did that for months and months and months, and it was very exciting to learn more about where I live and all of the beautiful secret little places that there are, paths and old roads and woods. And you know, pretty much if our birthday happened, we were like, it wasn't what do you want to do for your birthday, it was where do you want to go for a hike on your birthday, because that's all we could do was go for hikes. So from that perspective, it was really great. And learning to socialize outside, have a Thanksgiving dinner outside, or to have New Year's Eve outside in the winter was really like pushing the envelope, but really fun. There were a lot of challenges, obviously, with you know, getting on the same page with people who didn't see science the same, and there were lots of challenges at work that, you know, having to think everything in a new light, in a new way. I always like to think outside the box, so I liked creating new ways to live and work, but yeah, I'm not making it sound like it wasn't all fun and games, but that was the positive side for me. And I also had a story in my family where a relative died during the pandemic of 1919 mm-hmm. from the flu at that time. And so to kind of live through something like that and experience it firsthand, I feel, you know, it's not something that everyone will have happen to them in their lifetime, hopefully.